No, I don't want to change their name to the Cleveland Rainmen, even though that's the way things have been going. Another rain delay yesterday. Here is Shane Bieber after the game. Didn't get the win, but pitched well until he had to stop.
I don't know. We made the most of it. So all that matters is really we came out with a win there. And I think it was like a 2-hour and 7-minute game, and a 2-hour and 7-minute delay. So kind of funny, kind of eerie. But yeah, maybe without those 15 minutes, it could have been a quicker night, but albeit hopefully the same result. So either way, a win's a win.
Win's a win. They're shutting out the Rangers yesterday. Jim Rosenhaus joins us to talk Guardians baseball. It's brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorain, and Route 58 in Amherst, and also your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Rosie, that 15 minutes, he's talking, what, at the beginning of the game? Is that where he's wondering about? Or
Yeah, they were trying to figure out, you know, should they start? Because once they do, then you could, you know, they were worried that they'd only play for about an hour and they'd have to stop, and then you burn a starting pitcher. And when it's Shane Bieber, you don't want to burn him and not have it impact a win. So, you know, they're trying to be careful that way. And it's so hard to read the darn radars and stuff. They, you know, they have, you know, several weather people from the different news organizations weighing in and getting all the information they can. But as you know, things change and things break up. As it turned out, they probably could have started, in hindsight, sure, which is so easy, that they could have started at 7:10. The way it worked out, they might have gotten those outs in and then had it be an official ball game after 4.5 before it really got bad, because that extra 15 minutes would help. But then you got to remember, you know, everyone, you know, they could have waited 40 minutes and then said, okay, good night, everyone. But the Rangers would have been upset. I'm sure they would have wanted to, you know, have a chance to play. So they might have waited the 2 hours anyway to try and complete the ball game and be fair to Texas. So, look, it all worked out. Guardians got a win, and really, I mean, there'll be games this summer where they play 9 innings with no rain, and it's about the same amount of total time.
Right.
You know, it kind of went along pretty quickly. So I think it could have been a lot worse, is what I'm trying to say.
How many pictures can the Associated Press take of our grounds crew? Those guys have become famous now. Every newspaper, you know, or picture of them, there's the ground crew rolling out the tarp. It's not a file photo either. It's the most current one, that it seems, for that.
Well, you mentioned it at the top. You know, I don't know. I didn't see the final list of new team names when they were making the change.
Right.
But rain delays, tarp pulls, you know, they never really brought those up, I don't think,
right,
which doesn't seem very fair at this point.
Well, when I talk to Bobby D, I'm still working on kids roll the tarp. That's my next thing for them.
And, you know, for the logo, they could have just a big dark cloud. That would have been easy.
Sure, right. Yeah, there's a lot going out here. But we're winning, so that's the good thing. And also I heard Hammy at the end talked about how our pitching has really stepped up over these last games. And maybe just sort of you expect pitchers to enjoy a routine, but maybe this disruption of them, I don't know, is causing them to focus a little more. I don't know.
It's unbelievable because think about it. In 21 games now, so that's, you know, almost a month worth of games, the team ERA, not just the starters, not just the bullpen, the team ERA, I think it's about 2.75 now. So you're allowing under 3 runs a game. That's easily the best in baseball. And it's interesting because, remember early in the season, we were talking, what's going on with the pitching? You know, they were off to a slow start, but the coaching staff in the organization, they were adamant in spring training that they were not going to rush things. And if that meant going into the regular season a little bit short and not quite where you normally would be, that was going to be okay. They were going to try and win games anyway and do the best they could. But I think you saw the impact of a shorter spring early on. But they stuck with their plan. It's paying off now, but I think the most important thing, Bruce, I think it's going to pay off big time in August and September in terms of the health and pitchers really being at their best as the season goes along.
Jim, I'd like to hone in on the bullpen with you, because even they're still not at full strength at this point of the season. But I look at last night when guys like Eli Morgan and De Los Santos can come into the ballgame and get out of high leverage situations. Both guys have a runner in scoring position. They both get out of those situations without allowing a run. It just seems like the bullpen in high leverage situations, especially as of late, they've been very successful there.
Yeah, that's very true. And you're right. Like, they're still kind of piecing some parts together. Trevor Stephan was really good early, but he's had his struggles of late, but you know, still a really strong pitcher. And Nick Sandlin has had some command issues, and he's shown in the past to be, you know, really strong. It'll be interesting to see. There's been very little movement up and down and just roster-wise in the bullpen, and that's unusual. Usually there's some movement there by this point. That might be a spot where if they're playing well and feel they have a real chance to make the postseason, that may be a spot where you see at some point in time that, you know, them trying to bolster the bullpen a little bit with maybe a veteran arm, because it is a lot of youth down there. But you're right, the ones that, you know, Eli Morgan has been a revelation. Tremendous what he's been doing. One of the top relievers in baseball, you know, for the last month or so. And De Los Santos, a minor league free agent sign, has been really good. So they're getting some contributions from unexpected sources. And that's what it takes to have a good pen and really a good team. You expect that throughout the team.
Well, the Rangers leave and the A's come to town. We were a series with us now. What can we expect from the Oakland? They're sort of in the bottom of their division right now.
Yeah, it's sad. You know, it was a team that has been a playoff contender in recent years, and they moved a lot of their really good talent. They're undergoing some serious attendance issues there, and there's a real good chance they're going to move out of Oakland at some point if they can't get a ballpark done. And that's, you know, we've been saying that probably 20 years ago, but it's starting to come to a head. And all those things are combining for a tough season. It's a really young team. But I think, as we've seen in baseball, you got to be careful, because you know, every team can play well for stretches, and if they match up right, it can be a real challenge. So the Guardians have been taking care of business against teams with below 500 records, and they'll need to do that again this weekend. It's a real nice opportunity with four games at home against Oakland.
Yeah, and try to get above that 500 for a while. Give us a little breathing space so we're not just keep like a teeter-totter seesaw going up and down below that 500 mark. So we're looking forward to that. And I haven't looked at the weather. In fact, I don't even why bother look at the weather. Just show up at the ballpark, and it's ready to go for tonight. It's sunny, clear skies later on. So some
is that right? Oh, yes. That is
great news. It's not April Fool's in the middle of June. Yeah, it looks like tonight cloudy, sunny, mostly clear skies then. But we're still kind of cool at the ballpark for the most part, too.
So. That's okay. You can wear a sweater. It's when it rains. That's the hard part.
Yeah, absolutely. Jim, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
Thanks. Jim Rosenhaus joining us, talking Guardians. Baseball is brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorain, Route 58 in Amherst. Also, your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads.